And let's turn now from the farm to the factory. A lot of women went from farms to factories during World War II when men were fighting overseas. And our last word in business is Rosie.
Women are being recruited daily to help make planes for the nation's air forces. 3 million women in factories all over the country are making things.
Now, if you watch old movies, you may recognize that voice. It's a short film narrated by Katharine Hepburn and written by First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, which called women to the workforce during the war.
One factory where they went to work was Ypsilanti, Michigan, the Willow Run bomber plant. Tens of thousands of women there assembled B-24 bombers. A worker at this factory inspired the iconic image of Rosie the Riveter, featured in those We Can Do It propaganda posters.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter keeps the shop.
Until yesterday, it looked like that plant was headed for demolition. Then supporters of the plant managed to raise enough money to save it from the wrecking ball. Their next goal is to turn it into a museum. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was composed by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.
She was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.